What is it that makes a Catholic a Catholic? I don't think it's so much about popes and bishops, about creeds and catechisms. I think what makes a Catholic is this that we're doing now. Gathering around the table of the Lord and receiving our Lord in communion. That's what makes a Catholic. And that's why this gospel today from St. John, where we're given this image of the vine and the branches, is so appropriate. It's so apt because it says to us that the thing that connects us to the very life of God is this intimacy, this connection, participation that we have in the life of God in the Eucharist. Jesus says, remain in me and I remain in you. That's what communion is all about. We heard earlier in the gospel, Jesus said that my flesh is real food. It's real food. And so we are then letting Jesus enter into our very cells so that we can be nourished and strengthened by the presence of God in our lives and in our hearts. My grandmother used to say, you are what you eat. And by that she meant, you know, don't eat French fries, eat vegetables. But I think that's really exactly right in this circumstance. We are what we eat. St. Augustine used to put it this way. He would hold up the sacred element and he would say, behold who you are. Become who you receive. The image that we're given today in the story of the vine and the branches is that by the eating and the drinking and letting that sacred meal come into our hearts, we are transformed into the body of Christ. Just as, you know, that spaghetti and meatballs strengthens and nourishes our hearts and our livers and our bones and our joints, so the bread broken, the cup that is shared, nourishes our soul and our spirit, our heart and our mind. What greater intimacy can there be than letting the very life of Jesus be absorbed by who we are so that our being then can be transformed into who we are to become, the body of Christ. Remain in me as I remain in you. So we remain in Jesus then through this great gift of the sacrament. But how do we, that's how Jesus remains in us, how do we remain in him? If Jesus remains in us with the sacrament, how do we remain in Jesus? A story. Once upon a time, there was a little fish that was going everywhere because he had heard about this thing called the ocean. And he was trying to find the ocean. And so he asked everybody he could find where the ocean was. And he asked the barracudas and the octopi and the dolphins, where is the ocean? Nobody could tell him until he eventually met Moby Bob. You probably didn't know that Moby Dick had a big brother. His name was Moby Bob. So he meets Moby Bob and he says, where's the ocean? And Moby Bob, being the wise old whale that he was, said, well, this is the ocean. This is the ocean. You're swimming in the ocean. And the little fish says, well, how can this be? This is just the ordinary stuff that I'm in all the time. How can this be the ocean? And so he swam away, disappointed. The end. Very sad story. But that story illustrates how we remain in God. You see, we don't have to go anywhere or do anything or be anyone other than who we are, where we are today. We are in the presence of God. We are swimming in the presence of God in every move we make and every step we take. So we don't have to do anything other than wake up to what's already around us, because the very presence of God is found when we see, yes, that flower is going to rise. We are going to get spring this year. The presence of God comes when that baby is there and you see what life is all about. That presence of God happens when you meet your neighbor. You see, all we have to do to remain in God is wake up, become aware of what's really going on around us all the time. You see, really, what we're talking about when we talk about this great gift that the Eucharist is discovering the miracle of the ordinary. Right? What could be more ordinary than bread and wine? And yet we say, in that ordinary stuff, we have the presence of God. And so we receive then this ordinary gift so that we can be aware that in the ordinariness of our life, that's where we can find God. God is there. God is here. But this gift of the Eucharist is not like a churchy thing. It's not a Sunday thing. It's not a pious thing that we do. You know, the whole point of it is that we'll be changed, we'll be transformed, that we'll become who we are. And we do that, we become who we are, Jesus says, by bearing fruit. We're bearing fruit. And we can think about those fruits that are of God, you know, love and joy and peace and patience and forgiveness and generosity and kindness. And those are the kind of fruits that will testify, yes, I'm remaining in God and God is remaining in me. I can see that. Our first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, the fruit of unity and welcoming and discovering community. What a great fruit that is, that shows that we're remaining in God and God is remaining in us. But Jesus goes on to say, you know, if you're really going to bear fruit, though, you have to do some pruning. You have to do some pruning. I remember the first time my mother asked me to prune the rose bushes. I was shocked. You really want me to cut them that far? Yeah, cut it more. And of course, that's summer when the roses bloomed, I saw why she did it. That if you cut it back, then something new can be born. And that's the image Jesus has today. We have to cut some stuff out of our life. We have to subtract some stuff if we're really going to bear a lot of fruit. Wonderful fruit, beautiful fruit, good fruit. We have to cut out, of course, those nasty parts. We know that. We have to cut those out. That's a given, you know, cut out the ugliness, because God don't like ugly. We have to cut out all the unkindness. We know that. But I think we also have to cut out some stuff which isn't bad, isn't sinful, isn't evil, but which can keep us from really blossoming in God. And the way I think that manifests itself most dramatically is in my plan. You know, I don't know if you're anything like me, but I have a plan. You know, okay, God, this is the way things should go. All right, God, let's get on it. Come on, buddy. This is how things should go. And we have to cut that out. If we're really going to bear fruit in God, we have to be able to say, not my will, but yours be done. And we have to do it, the epistle says today, in deed and in action, not just in words and thoughts. We have to show our reliance and dependence on God in deed and in action. In the things that we say, the things that we do, the ways that we act in our homes, our workplaces, our school, our families. That all has to manifest. Yes, I'm remaining in God, and God is remaining in me. And then the fruits will come. Then the fruits will come. And then they will say about us what they said about those early Christians. Look how they love one another. And then we'll become who we are, the body of Christ. Amen.